When I was little, I used to want to be a weather girl. Yes, because they had the, when I was little, they had the stick-on cymbals, which they used to hold in their hand, and they'd go, and it's going to be rainy over here, and they'd just put a rain cloud, and I just thought that was so cool. So that's what I wanted to be. But then it all went sort of digital and, you know, ruined my dream. But I had a bit of an obsession about the weather, as I think most people in the UK do. And I was speaking to a friend who lives in Australia, and she said, why do you have such an obsession with the weather? And then she came over here for a few weeks, and she went, I realise why you have an obsession with the weather, because you go out and you just don't know what's going to happen. So this morning I thought we'd start with a little bit of a quiz. We've got some weather symbols that are going to come up. And being people who are completely obsessed with weather, we should know what each symbol stands for. So this symbol would be cloudy, grey day. You might get the white clouds, but generally cloudy. Okay, this symbol, that's quite a nice symbol. What would that mean? Bit of sunshine. Sunshine peeking through the clouds. So hopefully, if the weather said what it was going to do, you'd get a few of those white fluffy clouds and the sunshine would come through. Oh! What? Yes. Sunshine, wall-to-wall sunshine. That's what they like to say. And, oh, now, what would this one be? Sunny showers. Do we like that symbol?
Yes.
Oh, yes, no. Round here, I often find that if you've got a sunny shower symbol, that the wind blows the showers through. And surprisingly, you can get more sunshine than you think. Do you not agree? Maybe I haven't lived here long enough. Okay, oh, and what would this one be? Storm. Sorry. Thunderstorms, possibly, definitely grey, chance of lightning. Oh, now, what do these? Wind, I don't know what weather you watch. Windy, gusty, and when the little arrows get closer together and lots of them, then you're like in for trouble. Okay, oh, what's this? Rain. Do we like that symbol? No. Yes, who said heavy rain? You see, you're right, because it's the two drops. If it's the light rain, you get the one drop. If you get the three drops... Oh. And now this one. Well, what's this symbol then? This symbol is, we haven't got a clue. It could be sunny, but it might be a bit of cloud. There could be some sleet or snow showers. We don't know. Take all precautions today. That's what that weather means. The weather is quite unpredictable in our country. Would you not agree? I mean, after all, we are an island, quite a big one. But, you know, what do you expect? But there are different places where the weather is quite unpredictable. And I'm going to tell a story now about a place where the weather can be unpredictable. You do need to join in with this. A few weeks ago, I went to see Miranda, the show. Becky went, not with me, Becky's been as well. And Miranda did a thing where she created a party in the arena, and you had to make different noises to create the party. So we're going to create the story in the church, and you have to do different noises to create the story. Okay, and the story is about a storm that takes place on a sea. First of all, everything's calm, so I think we should have some calm noises, which could be... Can you do that? You have to keep going, though. Nice calm. Not really. We've got some whistling. I like that. I can't really hear anything. Okay. Calm. And then we get a bit of wind. So we... Try not to spit on the person next to you. I feel I'm the only one really going for this. Okay. And then we might... Oh, that's good, Sean. I like it. A bit of the flapping of the... And then we get a bit of lightning. It's all a bit similar, isn't it? If you can... Oh, clap of thunder. Yeah, wonderful. Okay. So, shall we practice that again? First of all, we have the calm. Oh, it's like one of those. Woo! And then we get a bit of wind building up. getting louder and it's getting windier. We maybe have a clap of thunder. Oh, and the wind keeps going, obviously, during this. Oh, rain, we need rain. How do you do rain? Oh, pitter-pattering. Okay, and the wind's still going. We've got more claps of thunder and lightning. Okay, that didn't... Lightning, what can lightning be? Lightning could be... Ba-ding! That would be lightning. Ba-ding! We'll have some funny lightning. Okay, so let's have the winds again. Winds, rain, claps of thunder, and then some lightning. That'll do. And in the middle of this storm, which we're going to go through again when we get the story, we have some people on a boat who are a little bit frightened. So we need a few screams. Sorry, I know this could be, but not like piercing, just a few. Ah! Ah! Can we do that? Sounds like mice. There could be mice on the boat, that'd be fine. Help, help's a good one. Help, help, yes. And then we have, which we get towards the end of the story, ah, it's a ghost! Okay, that's what we all have to say when we get to the climax. So, I'm going to begin by telling the story and using the sounds that we've just learned this morning. I'd like you to come in at appropriate times and keep the sounds going until we get to the climax, which is... Okay, imagine that you see a ghost. Okay, not like, ah, and react. Okay, right, so Jesus had just fed 5,000 people. Been a very busy day, and his disciples had been with him, amazed at this wonderful event that had taken place. Then Jesus decided to go off on his own to spend time with God. And so the disciples got onto a boat and they set out onto the Sea of Galilee. All was calm. They were sailing along, and as they sailed along in the calm, Jesus was up the mountain praying, still calm. They're sailing along, when suddenly the wind started to pick up. It became stormier and stormier. Rain started to come down. There was the odd clap of thunder and the rain again. Maybe there was a little bit of sleet. Oh, we didn't do that. Oh, never mind. Rain and the winds and the thunder and the lightning came. Oh, and it kept going. Sorry, the storm was very rough. And Jesus was still up the mountain, and the disciples were very frightened. Yes! That was good! They were very, very frightened. Yes! Excellent! When suddenly, Jesus came towards them, walking on the water, and they declared... Oh, wonderful. Give yourselves a round of applause. Oh. I think we recreated that very well. Becky, do you think that rivaled the Miranda part? Oh, sorry, you're chatting to your son. It's... Except there are probably thousands of other people. There were. So that's a story. The story of Jesus in the storm, walking on the water. Of course, what happened next was very, very strange, because the disciples did scream, ah, it's a ghost. But then Peter said, if it's really you, Lord, tell me to come out to you on the water. And Jesus said, come out. And so Peter stepped onto the water. The wind was still going, you don't have to do all that. And the thunder and everything, stormy. And Peter walked on the water, but then he suddenly realised what he was doing. He heard the wind and he knew he was in a storm and he started to sink. And he shouted, help, Lord. And Jesus reached out his hand and he said, oh, you of little faith. And he grabbed his hand and reached up and put him back into the boat, and the storm was instantly gone. The disciples were in a storm, but Jesus was there with them, because Jesus went everywhere with them, just like he's with us in everything we face. Now, the disciples were very afraid because they were in a storm. Now, I don't know whether anyone's ever been in a storm and been very afraid. Yes, a few people have. But there are also other things that we can be very afraid of. So just with the people around you, I want you to just quickly, if you feel you can, say some of the things that cause you to be a little bit nervous or a little bit frightened, and then we'll see what's happening. Quickly, in twos or threes or little groups, just say, what are the things that make you a little bit nervous, a little bit frightened? Okay, what kind of things do we have? And I don't want, no one can say my dancing, because that's really not scary. What shall I begin, just for starters? I have an insy-winsy-winsy fear of snakes. I sometimes have dreams about them. It's very odd. Yeah, I know. And I've not really seen a snake out in the wild. Anyway, that's me. Anyone else got any fears they want to share? We're all friends here. Your friend drove up the motorway in the wrong direction. Yes. Were you in the car? Were you in the car?
No. Oh. He came to visit me and I watched him.
Oh, my word.
And he finally got right. And we had a prayer just before you left. And I followed him up and told him about an hour later. He said, thanks, Ivan, for the prayer. It worked.
Driving up the motorway the wrong way, that's probably a little bit more scary than snakes. Anything else? Do you ever have that fear that you're going to forget your PIN number as well? I get that all the time. Yeah. Oh, no. Mm. The whole atmosphere. Yeah. Oh. I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's a fear. Any other fears? Oh, yes. Sylvia, I saw you doing lots of actions for your fear. No? Okay.
I don't like hand tools because our house got struck by a lightning.
So that story we did was really good for you. Sylvia's shaking.
Thailand,
that has bad... Oh, gosh. Frightening, yes. On a boat in a storm. So you enjoyed that story too. Frighten people in church. Okay, excellent. Yes. Oh, yes. Fear about your children growing up not making the right choices. Yes, any other parents have that? I imagine so. Yes. Heights. Oh, yes. Flying. Oh, yes, John. That's also, I'm not keen. So you like flying?
Oh, no, no.
Oh.
I'm not going to be up there and see.
Yes. There is also that amazing bit when you break through the cloud and it's brilliant sunshine and the clouds below you. Anyway. Yes. Sorry? Big dogs. Oh, yes. Yes. Just when you think they're sleeping, they attack. Okay, there's lots of things that frighten us, aren't there? And I think we can react in one of three ways. There's probably other ways, but one of three ways, mainly. When we're scared of something, either we run and hide because we don't want to be anywhere near it. That might be the dog thing, run and hide from that dog. Or we freeze because we're so frightened we can't do anything else. Or we decide we're going to go on the attack and face these fears and pretend that we're very, very brave. Three ways in which we can react. I don't know which you react in most of the time. I used to be a run and hide person, but since having children, I've gone on the attack because I feel I need to act like I'm quite brave when really I'm not. When the disciples faced the storm on the Sea of Galilee, most of them froze. I guess they couldn't really run and hide. Most of them froze. And they were fishermen, a lot of them, which is a bit odd, but it's very strange because the Sea of Galilee, I think we've got a couple of pictures, could either be very calm, hopefully we have a calm picture coming up, where it looks wonderful and the sun is shining. We've gone through all emotions. Oh, there we are. And they set sail in this wonderful, calm environment. But often storms can come in very quickly, and the Sea of Galilee can become very stormy and quite frightening. And so the disciples in this storm froze, all except Peter, who is well known for not freezing when he's fearful, but attacking at this point. And his method of attacking was to say, "Well, Jesus, if you're really you, you're not a ghost, tell me to come to you. I'm very brave and I can do this." And Jesus said, "Come." At which point Peter probably thought, "Oh dear, 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 but I've got to pretend that I'm very, very brave because I've said this." And so he steps out on the water. And of course, it's the middle of a storm, and it's very, very frightening. And soon his bravado fails him and he starts to sink. But Jesus doesn't turn around and go, "Oh, I'm so disappointed, Peter." Or, "Oh, why did you do that? Oh, I knew you were going to fail." He holds out his hand and he doesn't shout at him and say, "You of little faith." He says, "Oh, Peter, you of little faith, I am here and I can help you." He reaches out, knowing that Peter needs help, not needs to be shouted at or needs to be told how disappointing he is, but needs help. And you know, when we come face to face with our fears, whether it's a sudden fear that we haven't realised is coming upon us, or whether it's something that's been creeping upon us for weeks, whatever way we react, Jesus is in the middle of that fear with us. And if we feel we've failed, he doesn't turn away with disgust. He isn't disappointed, but instead he holds out his hand and he says, "Oh, come on, I am here in your fear. You can face it with me and I will return you to a place of safety." Because in all that we face, we have a God who is present. We have a God who is here, but also we have a God who cares enough about our individual fears, whether people think that they're stupid or not, to reach out and to help us to face them every day. I want to show you a quick DVD which just helps us to focus on how God is with us in all the storms that we face in our lives. In the middle of all the things we face which frighten us, God calls us to be still and to know that he is God and that he can carry us through all our storm. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. We're going to sing our final song together as we hear those words and take them to heart and recognise that God is with us. We're going to take up our offering during this song as well.